Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to have a twofold show today. We have Galaxy Press with us during the first half. And the second half of the show, I want to talk to you. So I want you to be prepared. Be prepared to call in. We'll call in during the first part, too. But the question for the second half of the show is going to be about the meeting with President Donald Trump, Schumer, and Nancy, Chuck and Nancy, you know, Chuck and Nancy, they had dinner with the president. Chuck and Nancy, did they cut a deal? And are you okay if the wall goes away? Is that going to be part of that deal? So hold on to that till the second half of the show. But right now we're going to welcome John Goodwin with Galaxy Press. We're going to talk about Battlefield Earth. They've got some exciting things going on with their book. It's not a new book, but you got new book deals going on. John, how are you today?
I'm doing great, and finally I'm here with you. I've been so bad the last couple of times, and I'm telling everybody in America that I'm really sorry for all the trouble I've given you all the grief I've given you the last couple of times, but I'm here.
Well, you know, you're not supposed to stand up a girl. You're not supposed to give her a stand up, you know, whenever you
I know,
when you have a day.
Like,
but I will take part of the what do they call it? Responsibility.
You have
I will take part of. Well, I Carmen had actually left a message, the man who does the book, on my phone that morning. But I don't check phone messages in the morning because I'm so busy preparing for this show and my shortwave show with Melody Cederstrom. That's just the hour prior to this. So that is my bad. But I told him now the best way to communicate with me is email. I do check those because I'm looking for news. But in that, when we missed out, you were headed to,
Dragon Con in Atlanta. Yeah. So it was,
and he sent me pictures. He sent me pictures of the monsters. I want to talk about that a little bit. What did you do?
Well, at the point that I was supposed to be talking with you, I was in the CBS studio doing an interview on Dragon Con and our new release. But what we did there was, it was very exciting because it was a, that was the launch week for us for the mass market edition, which is the pocketbook size of Battlefield Earth. So we came in with a 9-foot replica of our alien monster and had him set up in front of the expo hall. This huge guy, and because in the story, he's huge, and the hero comes up to his belt buckle. So we actually made a life-size alien that shows what. You know, the right perspective, and people come in, they do a lot of selfies with that one then. But we were also, you took advantage of our, the fact that Owen Hubbard and Robert A. Heinlein were best friends. And when Mr. Hubbard wrote the book, Battlefield Earth, originally in the early 80s, he got this very nice letter from, Bob Heinlein, congratulating him. So what we did was, as part of the, blood drive, and the Dragon Con has the largest, blood drive in America, for a convention at least, maybe I think the second biggest one overall, they raised 3,200. They had 300 donors giving blood at that show. It's huge.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And so we provided about 2,000 first editions of Battlefield Earth. We found some in when we were reworking our warehouse and found some. So we provided 2,000 copies, and we made a special wrap of the of that letter around the book, and we provided that to anybody that donated blood. And by Sunday, because the convention went started Thursday, it was over on Monday, but by Sunday, people were coming to give blood just to get a copy of the book, and then they ran out. But it was real nice that we were able to help contribute to what I think is a very important cause. I think the statistics they've got is like
especially right now with all that's going on.
With Apple stuff, one pint of blood will help to potentially save three lives. Mm-hmm. So that was very nice. So we did that, and then because we also have our writers contest, and we've talked about that before, the writers of the future and illustrators of the future. It's a lot of talent there at that show. And so we had a special panel with our judges on one for writers and one for illustrators, and they gave us a special bay in the art show where we featured artwork from several of our winners, about 37 of our winners actually, and then we had they gave us a booth to be able to just answer people's questions, because it's an opportunity for aspiring writers and artists to get a chance for their works to be seen and acknowledged. And every year, 12 winners of the Writers Contest and 12 winners of the Illustrators Contest are flown into Hollywood, publishing a book, given a week-long workshop, and an amazing award ceremony that we were able to help promote there. So it was very, very eventful. And then there was a lot of media that I was able to do. And you know, there's, oh, yeah, the parade. It's a huge parade they've got there. It goes on for a mile. And we had our big alien guy there, Turo, and we had the hero of the story, Johnny, and Chrissy. They're the two heroes. And then there was we had a couple of bagpipers and a drummer and some Scotsmen carrying a banner saying Battlefield Earth. So that had a nice feature in the parade and also in the broadcast on the CW. So we were very pleased with it.
Well, that's just awesome.
We sold just a bucket load of books.
Well, you said you found some of the originals, and then you said you gave 2,000 away. Did you find that many of the originals?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's not just a little find. 2,000 sounds like a lot. I guess you publish them, you do hundreds of thousands, but I mean, it seems like 2,000 books is a lot of books. Go ahead and finish what you were going to say.
I was just saying, yeah, it is a lot of books, but when you have a warehouse that's got maybe a million books in it, it's not that many.
I guess so. It's a lot of you have to carry them.
Exactly. That is very true.
Now, you've got the mass market of the
Battlefield Earth.
The Battlefield Earth. A pocket-sized?
Yeah,
paper book, because I'm trying to figure out, am I going to be able to read that? Because the real Battlefield Earth, the book itself is huge. It's thick, you know, because I gave that to a friend, and I said, here, because he just loves and loves and loves to read, and his wife says he just reads constantly, so I don't think he's got to it yet because he's got some other books ahead of it. But I said, did you finish that book yet? Of course, I do that when I give other books out at Christmas. I go, did you finish that book yet? Don't ask them to tell me that. Ask me that, because I have so many books. And somebody sent me a book, and it's really an interesting book. It's an American history book, but it's a textbook. And I, you know, he wanted to know if I'd gone through it yet. I go, no, I haven't gone through the textbook just yet. But I will. I will get there. But it's going to take me a little while. But I want to hear about the pocket size book. I want to hear all about that.
Yeah, okay, good. So a pocketbook, that makes it, it's like, the reason why they're popular is, one, they're about half the price of the trade paperback. A trade paperback is the size of a novel, hardback book.
It's a nice book.
Yeah, so it's a nice book size, wise. But, for example, we work a lot with the military. Our books deal really well with all the armed force networks. And it's a thing that they can put in their, you know, their duffel kit. They can put it in their, their back pocket. It's got to be a big, kind of a big pocket because it is a big book. But conceptually, it's not a total oxymoron here. So it's conceptually, it'll fit into a back pocket, which is where they originally got their names by, I think it was Ace back in the 50s when they started phasing out of the pulp magazines, which was like a 6 inches by 9 inch format, or sometimes a 5 by 7 inch format. And then people would fold them up and roll them up, curl them up and put them in their pockets, and they'd trade them. Then they started going with the mass market paperbacks because they called them pocketbooks because they'd fit in pockets. So that's what it is. But, we had a lot of requests for this size of book because of the price point difference. And also,
we're going into a break. Did you want to give a book away today?
I'd love to. I'd like to give a couple of ways if you got some interest.
Well, we'll see what we can get on callers. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We're going to give some books away. I don't know what we're going to do. Just have them call in, 877-895-5410. Yeah. And John and Beth Ann will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation we idly sit by allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting right now with John Goodwin. We're talking about Battlefield Earth and the DragonCon that he went to, and how Battlefield Earth has come out with a new pocket-sized mass market paper book, a little more affordable. And we're going to give a few of them away if you're interested in reading the Battlefield Earth. I also want to mention that it won the Audi Award. I can't say that. I want to say audio. Yeah. Audi Award. And that would be for the audio version. And it is an awesome, awesome, long, but wonderful presentation of the book. And it is not just the book being read. I guarantee you, it's going to take you away. We're going to go to Jim in Michigan. He had a little question about the book. Jim, how are you today?
Hi, Beth Ann.
Yeah, what's your question?
Are you there?
I'm right here. Do you want to win a book?
Sure, I do.
Okay. All right. We'll need to get your information when we're off the air. I'm going to let you talk to John a little bit.
Okay, great. Yeah, hi. I've seen the movie Battlefield Earth, and I really enjoyed the movie. It was good, so that's about all I want to say. I'm excited about the book. So.
Okay, well, that's good because the movie. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, well, the movie was that was made in 2000, and it was definitely based on the book. So I'm glad you enjoyed the movie, and the book is, as so often happens, is considerably better just because of the depth that it can go into in building the characters, which you don't have time to do in the movie.
Sure.
So I look forward to hearing your response once you've had a chance to read the book and compare the two.
Jim, if I could get you to stay on the line and talk to my producer and give him your address and information. Use your phone number, too, and then we'll give those to John so he can get the book to you, all right?
Okay, thank you very much,
Jim. We appreciate it. If you're interested in having one of these new mass market paperback books of Battlefield Earth, give us a call at 877-895-5410, 877-895-5410. Now, when we first started talking, John, we had some people call in about the movie that weren't as excited about the movie as Jim, but, you know, that's just people, because I know I have some movies that I really, really like that other people think tanked. And
I've experienced it before, because I attend a lot of conventions, and it's a real mixed bag. You know, the problem that some people had was that they were total loyal fans of the book. And when the movie didn't stay true to the book, then that's when they took issue with it. And so then they didn't stand up for it when it got its various, any negative comments.
And that was John Travolta in the movie, wasn't it?
It was. And it was a labor of love for him. And he really wanted to do it. And I've chatted with him a few times after the movie, and I thank him for it because, frankly, I sold 500,000 books. You know, it just helps be a lot of people buying my books. And that's
the movie promoted
God
the books.
God bless John Travolta.
Well, you know, another movie that didn't do well, and this has nothing to do with Galaxy Press, I just apologize, but he is a famous author, and I've lost his name, but you're going to know it.
Which
was John Carter. John Carter. It did not do well in the movies. I absolutely love the movie. But the writer, do you know his name? He's the same one that wrote all the Tarzan stories.
Yeah.
And John Carter.
Yeah, so John Carter, I'm just totally, I'm going to have...
See, we're both doing it. Yeah. We're having those, we don't want to call them senior moments, even though I'm pretty sure that's what mine is. I'm going to Google it real fast here.
He wrote all the Tarzan and the author.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the author. Who is the author? The author. Okay, we'll get it here in a second.
This is really bad.
It is bad. But anyway, everybody knows Tarzan. And he's the same guy who wrote Tarzan.
Edgar Rice Burroughs. That was
Burroughs,
bad,
say
part.
That again.
Jeez, yes, Edgar Rice Burroughs.
All right. It was that, and it was a great movie, I thought, but it tanked at the box office. So that just happens. And we do have a caller. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. I lost my producer. We have a caller.
Okay.
We're going to go to Illinois. Rick, I'm sorry. They're talking when I'm talking, and I can't hear myself. Rick from Illinois.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Oh, doing well today, I guess.
Well, good. We're going into winter. You need a book?
Oh, I could sure use a chance to read that book again. I had pages missing from the original one that I read, and I wasn't happy with the movie.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. Some people were not happy with the movie. So we need to get your information. I'm going to let you say howdy to John.
Oh, hey, Rick.
So I'm glad you enjoyed
it.
No, I'm the publisher, so I'm the one that's...
You're the publisher,
Yes.
I think I was listening a little bit off course a bit there.
Yeah, no, so it's the book was originally written in the early 80s, and then we republished it last year. When it first came out, it hit the New York Times for about 2 months, and it was voted number 3 of the top 100 books of the 20th century, all fiction books, by the Random House Modern Library Readers Poll. We republished it last year when I was speaking with Beth Ann, and it hit number 1 in the United States as both the book and the audiobook, and it won several awards for the audiobook, which is just an amazing tour de force, as she was saying. So I'm very excited.
That audiobook would be neat.
Yes.
That sounds like that would really be a neat deal.
It is, absolutely.
Yeah, anybody who's a member of Audible, anybody who's got an account with Audible, it's only one credit, and it's 47 and a half hours long. 67 actors, 150,000 sound effects. It's unabridged, so it's word for word the book. And it's just, it's amazing. It's totally amazing.
It really is. The how many actors? 147? No.
Well, 198 parts, 67 actors.
67 actors. I did the seven right. 67 actors involved in that, and the sound effects are just awesome. It definitely takes you to that place. You know, a good book and a good movie, well, they actually bring you into the story, and that particular audio certainly does that. And so, Rick, don't hang up. I want you to give your information to my producer. You give your address and your phone number just in case they have any problems getting a hold of you, and we'll get that to John, and he'll get the book to you. Appreciate that.
I'd like to read the whole book. Like I said, I had pages missing.
You must pick that up at a garage sale.
Rock River Towers. My mother was living in that home when I was younger, and I could not believe when I got right to where everything was getting good, pages were missing. So I can't wait to read the right book because I have an imagination that's pretty vivid, and I thought it was good. Until, I don't know, maybe it was just Travolta not being the right guy for the part.
Oh, well, I don't know. I heard lots of people say that, so not necessarily about Travolta, just that it wasn't the best put together. And like I said, we've always got different opinions on the movies because I love John Carter and apparently other people didn't. And I bought the DVD, so I still watch it. Okay. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
There's some movies that I watch over and over and over again. John Carter is one, and one of my favorite movies is Quigley Down Under. And speaking of the Westerns, you have Western series, which I never really knew existed until I came to know you, that L. Ron Hubbard had written a Western series, and not series, but a series of Western books, and that you have those on audio as well. And I know that my mother-in-law just loved those because she's having trouble seeing. She turned 93 this week. And so yesterday, and so she liked those. She really enjoyed those. And so if you want either one of these, you can go to battlefieldearth.com, battlefieldearth.com, or galaxypress.com for either one of these books. Obviously, the Western series isn't on battlefieldearth.com,
right?
But you can get any of those, and they're not a series where you have to have one after the other. It's just great family books, and they have great audios, too, if you'd rather have the audio. You can buy them single.
They're also available on Amazon.com and at Barnes & Noble. So, and where you are, if you have the Book World or Books A Million, they're also in all those stores, too.
All right. Well, I appreciate you sending me pictures and kind of letting me know what was going on there in DragonCon.
See what I look like before I shave in the morning.
Well, could be a little scary. You needed your coffee, I can tell. You needed your coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
You sent me that first picture, and I thought, well, now I wanted to see you dressed up. And then he did. He sent me the picture of that as well. So thank you, John. Appreciate it. You have a great rest of the day. I'm glad we finally connected.
Me too, Beth.
All right,
have a
thank
great
you.
Day.
Okay. All right, appreciate it. You can still get the free book if you give us a call and give my producer your address and phone number. We will get that to John this afternoon. As soon as I get off the air, I'll get that to him, and you'll get your free paperback, the mass market paperback book of Battlefield Earth. You've been listening to CSE Talk Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk business. We're going to get down to business, and, well, it's still about aliens, I guess, but just a different kind. We're going to talk about immigration and the wall and the president. He had dinner with Chuck and Nancy, and we will be right back. It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup store, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth, Q-tips, cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Kind of have a two-fold show today. We had John Goodwin. They are pushing Battlefield Earth. They were giving it away. I got three callers to give it away to, and we'll let John know that, and we'll get your information to him as soon as I get off the air. Well, I'm a little disturbed. I'm still hopeful. It's not over till it's over, right? But Donald Trump, and I have no problem with him having Chuck and Nancy over for dinner. I have none whatsoever. I believe the only way we're ever going to get anything done in this nation is to come together. Now, what Chuck and Nancy stand for, I have a big problem, because they stand for socialism. Unfortunately, there's an awful lot of Republicans that don't stand for the conservative group as they say they do, and they do not stand for the Constitution as they say they do. At least the Democrats are being honest about being socialists. But some people were disturbed that he even talked to him. I think you have to talk to him. However, They haven't cut a deal yet. And I do understand, unfortunately, that compromise comes along with what you want sometimes. But there are things that President Donald Trump campaigned on that are the reasons he got elected. Fixing the immigration, and not by blanket amnesty, and securing the borders, whether it's with a physical wall, which he said, or in another way to secure the border, using more troops, more individuals, whatever the case may be, and vetting better those coming into this nation. So when he met with them, they act pretty giddy about what they think they got. Nancy and Schumer were pretty excited. DACA recipients are illegal immigrants who arrived in the country as young people. Pelosi and Schumer had a dinner meeting with Trump and administration officials at the White House yesterday. They said, "We had a very productive meeting at the White House with the president. The discussion focused on DACA. We agreed to enshrine the protections of DACA into law quickly and to work out a package of border security, including the wall that's acceptable to both sides." This is what the two Democrat leaders said in a joint statement Wednesday night after dinner. "We also urged the president to make permanent the cost-sharing reduction payments, and those discussions will continue." Now, while DACA, this is coming from Sarah Sanders Huckabee, while DACA and border security were both discussed, excluding the wall was certainly not agreed to. And President Donald Trump tweeted out, "No deal was made last night on DACA. Massive border security would have to be agreed to in an exchange for content would be subject to vote." Now, every time I shared with you, I think earlier this week or last week, I'm kind of losing track of time, that Ann Coulter had written an article. And she had sort of a timeline of every time the immigration issue came up, and how the voters reacted at the polls. While we're led to believe the majority of Americans want blanket amnesty or amnesty for all the DACA, the Dreamers, many do not. And my question to you is, what do you feel? How do you feel? Should the president compromise DACA with amnesty for all? Should he compromise and make DACA permanent? While we can have sympathy and empathy for those who were brought into this nation illegally as children, they are not children anymore. And they have had a long time to assimilate. They have had a long time to maybe even become a citizen. I question their sincerity of being an American if they have not. So if they're going to have restrictions, regulations, a rule of law about being a citizen of the United States, I believe they need to be strict. They need to want to assimilate. Now, we know MS-13 doesn't want to assimilate, and many of those are DACA. Many of them are. Not all of them. Not all DACA are in these gangs. Anyone who has been in this country illegally, whether they were brought in as a child or not, and committed a crime, should be deported. That's simply put, in Beth's opinion. And when they commit a violent crime against an American citizen, such as the illegal immigrant who shot Kate, I believe in the death penalty. Now, there have been four countries, let me find my little article here, I just printed it off, who are refusing to take the deportees back. Those countries, and I know I'm going to get this wrong, Cambodia, I don't know how to pronounce Eritrea, E-R-I-T-R-E-A, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. So the U.S. has imposed visa sanctions on these four countries because they're refusing to accept deported nationals. These countries should not only have that, but we should stop funding them. If we're sending any kind of funding, not just trade, but if we're sending any kind of funding to these, it needs to be cut. Now, Beth, that's punishing innocent people. Well, there's innocent people here, too. And our very first thing on the agenda here is to take care of America. Take care of Americans. Take care of our children. And what a slap in the face an amnesty would be to those who came to this nation legally, went through all the hoops, all the red tape, endured all of the bureaucracy to become a citizen and assimilate in the United States of America. But as I have said before, and I will say it again, and Mike Cutler confirms it, it's all about money. When Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, was running for president, campaigning, and he was saying, build a wall, and he was saying, send the illegals home, and everyone hated him. Oh, and he also said to fix the trade issues. TTP. Or TPP. He was hated on both sides. Why do you think he's hated on both sides? Because both sides of this border are making money on legal and illegal immigration through corporate and banking greed. And the American people are the ones suffering. Paul Kirtman, he's a representative here in the state of Missouri. And he says the first thing that any of them should ask when they vote on legislation or do anything, whether that's in your state or in D.C., is how does this affect liberty for the American people? How does it affect liberty for the American people? But they don't. They think more about their pockets. Now, the First Amendment. Freedom of religion is what we'll discuss when we come back. 877-895-5410. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. source. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We are in the final segment of today's show. I wanted to talk about our faith in the First Amendment and what we're seeing happening across this great nation, or this once great nation. I don't know about you, but I am very, very deeply concerned. What I see happening across this great land with the rioting, the destruction of property for some foolish notion that removing statues and monuments is going to make them feel better, and the lawsuits. I cringe every time I hear about a lawsuit. Well, in the major Supreme Court case, the Justice Department did side with the baker who refused to bake a wedding cake for the homosexual couple. It says in a major upcoming Supreme Court case that weighs equal rights with religious liberty, the Trump administration on Thursday sided with a Colorado baker who refused to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. The Department of Justice on Thursday filed a brief on behalf of Baker Jack Phillips, who was found to have violated the Colorado Anti-Discrimination Act by refusing to create a cake to celebrate the marriage of Charlie Craig and David Mullins. This happened back in 2012, if you remember. Forcing Phillips to create an expression for a participation in a ceremony that violates his sincerely held religious beliefs invades his First Amendment rights. And that's Acting Solicitor General Jeffrey B. Wall wrote in his brief. Now, much is to be heard about this yet to come. So we are going to try and keep abreast of it and keep figuring out what's going on. In the meantime, we have a great debate over a justice, appointee. When does an ideology become a political religion? Okay, now we know what our First Amendment says. And we know what the lie of separation of church and state is all about. That's the question that's been raised by last week's confirmation hearing for Notre Dame law professor Amy Coney Barrett, a federal judicial nominee. When Ms. Barrett appeared before the Senate Judiciary Committee, the standard question and answer session quickly devolved into an interrogation of her faith that she happens to be Catholic. And they were worried that her faith was going to interfere or become a part of her judging. In other words, it really didn't matter that she was Catholic. If she'd have been Southern Baptist, they'd have been upset. What mattered is when she has made statements in the past about the death penalty. But what really is going on here is the violation of First Amendment. First Amendment violation by these in the hearing. And in California, a judge upholds liberal agenda. She says Christian churches must pay for them. And that's going back to the Obamacare, where they're going to force Christians to pay for things that go against their faith, such as abortion, such as the pill. If you remember, the Little Sisters of the Poor. This is amazing. I'm sitting here in my studio, and I can see the road outside that goes in front of my window and my door. And as I'm talking about freedom of religion, I had no clue. A gentleman walks by carrying a cross. Freedom of religion means the state has to stay out of your faith, regardless of what your faith is. They have no business in it. And it meant a lot to our founding fathers. They set the Constitution and the rule of law on biblical principles. Were they all great men? No. They were men. They made mistakes. They were human. But they believed in morality and values. What we see today with the destruction of monuments and property, rioting, those aren't people that believe in freedom of religion or freedom of press or freedom of expression. They believe in violence and selfishness. If you don't like the statue, look the other way. Removing it doesn't change the past. So, the Juniper Sierra statue at the old Santa Barbara mission was decapitated and splashed with red paint, bright red paint. This happened between Sunday evening and Monday. No, it wasn't a Confederate statue. It was a statue of a saint in front of a church, in front of a mission. They decapitated it and threw red paint on it. There is absolutely no respect for anyone in this nation if they don't believe as you do anymore, or if you don't believe as they do anymore. Christianity. We were once called a Christian nation, and look what the left is being allowed to do. The left and the godless. And where are those who say they are believers? What are we doing to make a change? We keep voting in career politicians, D.C. occupiers occupying offices, and cutting deals. And standing there saying, or sitting there saying, religious people have no place in the judicial seats of this nation. Remember? They tried to remove, and they did remove, the Ten Commandments in Alabama. And Judge Moore is doing well running for office. A man carrying a cross in front of my office. Will you carry your cross? What is your cross to bear? It's time we all stood together. Doesn't matter what your faith is, if you want freedom of it, you best be standing for Christianity, because Christianity is what brought liberty to this nation. And Christianity is the only thing that will bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.